In Parshas Chayesara, the famous Rashi in the beginning of the Parshas who explained that the Chumash writes that Sarah was 127 years old, she was 100 years old, and she was 20 years old, and she was 7 years old. So Rashi explains that just like she was Tumim, and she was honest and pure and simple when she was 7, so too, same as she was 20, and just like she was beautiful when she was 20, so too she when she was 100, that her life was full and pure, and she never changed. She was always able to keep her edelkeit and a simple neshama, and to do mitzvot and to be beautiful her whole life. So there's another Rashi that says that the reason why this parsha Chayesara, where Sarah dies, is mentioned right after Akedas Yitzchak, is the famous idea that Sarah heard about Akedas Yitzchak, that her son was being brought as a korban, and she couldn't handle the information, and she passed away. So the Ish Kodesh asks a question on this topic. He says, Sar Yemenu was a Navi. She was a Tzedekes. But there were also others. How come by Sarah specifically it says such Lashon, 100, and she was 20, and she was 7, and her whole life was the same? And also at the end of the pasuk it says, Shnei Chayei Sarah, and Rashi says that all of her days were the same, right? To really send the message home. And he says that even by Avram Avinu, it doesn't say that. It says other nice things, but it doesn't say it to this extent. So what was different by Sarah? So the Eish Kodesh gives two answers. The first answer he gives in the name of Rav Menachem Mendel from Romanov. He says that there were two brisos that Hashem made. There was a bris melach, and there was a bris yisurin. And he says that the correlation between melach and yisurin, between salt and between yisurin, pain and difficulties and struggles, is that when you have meat, so you need some salt to bring the taste of the meat out. So too in life, you need a little bit of yisurin to bring the greatness of life out. And we understand this because we can think of the classic examples that we didn't understand what we had until it was too late. Sometimes going through difficult times makes us realize how life is actually a great thing. But he also says that if you have too much salt, so you can ruin the meat and you're not even able to taste it. And so too, if you have too many yisurin, even though a regular amount would be able to make life worthwhile and understandable and meaningful, so too much yisurin is like too much salt, and it'll ruin the meat. It'll make the whole thing taste terrible. So he says that the Chumash wanted to express, Hashem wanted to express, how much of a tzedekes Sarah Imenu was, to show that this is true. That even though she was one of the best of the best, and she was a Nevi'ah, and she was a tzedekes, and she was all of these things, and every single day of her life was the same in greatness, so also Sarah Imenu wasn't able to handle such yisurin. And in life, you can succeed at life when you have a chance to have life, to experience life. But yisurin are difficult. They're very difficult. So the Piazetzner Rebbe is saying to us here that it's okay to be able to say, I lost this round, or I lost more than this round. I lost this match in this series. I'm not doing well. Because yisurin are yisurin. And we shouldn't feel down on ourselves that we're not always successful, that we're not always doing exactly the way that we want to do it. And also when it comes to other people, if there are other people who aren't doing things the way that we expect that they might be able to be doing it, we have no idea what yisurin people are going through. And it's an easy way to be down the chavstus that you just don't know what people are struggling with. And if Sar Yemenu wasn't able to handle it, so also other people can't handle what's going on in their lives. He gives a second shot. He says that Sar Yemenu thought about Akedas Yitzchak. She dwelled on it. She was pondering it and she was focusing on it, and she passed away. And he says that there was such a way that she could have not done such a thing, right? To not focus on all of the obviously tremendous emotion, and she wouldn't have passed away. So he says that Sar Yemenu actually did it on purpose. that she dwelled on it so much to the extent that she knew that it would take away her neshama from this world. And she did it because she wanted to show Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu, look at the limit of Yisurin that Kali Yisrael is able to handle. We can only take so much Yisurin, and then we're going to pass away. You have to understand that for the rest of Jewish history, as things come up, please don't give us everything. Because we can only handle so much, and then it's going to be too much. So Sara Yimenu, as a tefillah for the rest of Kali Yisrael, took her own life, kivyachol. And therefore, that's why the pasuk says, Shnei Chai Yisrael, that all of her days were the same. That even though she did this, you might think that she missed out on life. Because we know suicide is wrong, but even in this way, you might think that this was the wrong thing for her to do. So the pasuk says, Shnei Chai Yisrael, they were all the same, that even though this happened, even though she did this, still her life was worthwhile, and still was the right thing to do for her. So a message we can take from this idea is that, you know, there's a lot of questioning of how much we're supposed to do in our lives for other people. That I can somehow take a small sacrifice in my own life and something that I do for myself because I have Klal Yisrael in mind. And here we have an example that shows us that when we're trying to be Mis'ala Klal Yisrael, trying to bring other people up closer to Hashem or bring Hashem, maybe a hold closer to his people, so you can be sure, hopefully, that your days will still be counted as good ones, even when you miss out on personal opportunities that you might have had if you would have focused on yourself. We know of our own Avodas Hashem is always paramount, but when you're able to take time to put towards Klal Yisrael, Hashem says, Shnei Chai Yisrael, all the days and the years were the same for greatness.